to keep you going. Have a good weekend. Here in Boston, it's going to be a little rough tomorrow anyway. Don't let that stop you. Go out and see some shows. Support your local arts. Support the local musicians. And be good to each other. And come back to me next Friday. And here's Frank Wyden Dill Kid. You know what that means. It's time for the loft. See you next Friday, kids. It's Ryan D. Music Savage Show. Signing off here in WMFO Medford. Bye, kids.
It is time for The Loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford. Dill Kid is here and Frank Y is on the mic. Welcome and good morning. was Brother Jack McDuff with Moon Rappin', as we always open it up. Up next we have Loungin' by Guru. This is off of the Jazzmatazz Volume 1. So enjoy this.
Shout out to my little man Nico, he's 2 years old. He's away visiting his grandma's, but I miss him dearly. If I rhyme this, you will find this situation shall advance. You could take a glance or dance. Elevated lyrics to arouse a crowd. Now tell me who's the man to show you how. Many legacies of brothers who get busy, and I do it fluid till the suckers get dizzy. Saying peace to the Blackbirds, 125th Street. And check the flow that's unique for lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Can't refuse this, never lose this. It's a choice this, cause my voice is the smoothest. Dominating to your voice, cause I've been around doing work, and so have tons of other jerk. Donald Byrd word on the track, quite exact, giving you the format, Jack. See, we gotta pave the way and display how to lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Mellow out. I just lounge.
Today it outsells classical music.
Peace to the pioneers, but I gotta try and clear my throat. Check out what I wrote. You can't tap into this unless you know the roots. Word shoot, like life absolute for real. So now you got to know the deal. For lounging. Just lounging. Mellow out and just lounging. Mellow out, check it out. And lounging. Lounging, mellow out, and just lounging. East to where I live. Realistic, kind of mystic. When I kick this, you should witness the slickness of the horn player and the dope rhyme sayer. Quite emotional and inspirational, philosophical and yes, very logical. Teaching you the method for lounging. Everybody knows they have times when they want to just lay back, kick their feet up, you know, listen to some good music, and just lounge. That's right. I said lounge.
Basically, what we do is press up instrumental tracks to everything we do, because when rap started with what they did was, which was so ingenious, was to create a whole form of urban style music from just two turntables and two records and a microphone.
say sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
Stars above, darling, come past that.
Wow, so that was some great Marvin Gaye there, rocking After Midnight. Before that was The Undisputed Truth with Smiling Faces, and before that was Guru with Loungin'. Up next we have Mongo Santa Maria with Cloud Nine, a little bit of Latin jazz for you here on The Loft. Thank you for tuning in. So that was Mango Santamaria with Cloud Nine. Some nice Latin jazz there for you this morning. And now it's that time. It is that faded time on The Loft. We have our background music queued. Dylan is also queued up and ready to rumble. Hello, Dylan. How are you?
Pretty good. Weathered the storm to be here today, but it's worth it.
Indeed, we did. Braved some horizontal rain in our faces. Some wind that cut through our skin. And yet we made it here to The Loft to do this great show with everybody. So now, some questions for you. First up, if freedom is simply being able to do what you want, are animals freer than humans?
The ones in the nature, yes. Pets couldn't say the same, but I would say yes.
Simple answer, yes. Yes, they are freer. Okay, that's all we needed for that. So now, this is an even deeper question. But would you want to know you were going to die beforehand, or all of a sudden just die suddenly? The Reaper came to you suddenly. Oh my goodness, we have some things going on outside. They're disrupting our query.
All right, they're past. They're on their business.
Get it.
But back to the question. That's a very difficult one. I would like to say that knowing a date would be very helpful. I'm the type of person who likes to plan out everything, and I know it's dangerous to know the day you're gonna die, but I just feel like I could maximize what I want to do.
Yeah. You could really just do all the things, or most of the things at least, that you wanted to. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But then that also sort of begs the question, shouldn't you always be doing everything that you want to do? Shouldn't you always be
living? That's the other way to look at it. And I don't see anything wrong with either way, but I feel like that year before the date would be crazy.
What if you found out, like, oh, in like 4 days, you know? You only had 4 days.
Oh, I wouldn't want to know that.
Oh, that would be... See, okay, so that changes it. That changes it.
Would need like at least a few years hence.
A few years. Yeah, I can see that. Definitely can see that. Okay, so... last question. Is intelligence or wisdom more useful?
I'd say practically in the world, intelligence is more useful. But if we're talking on a personal level, then wisdom is definitely more useful.
Wisdom over intelligence.
Yeah, wisdom I feel like deals more with understanding yourself, understanding the world around you. Intelligence is kind of
just smart,
knowing how to play into what's around you.
Right. Okay, so the question for today, animals, oh my goodness. We have another Medford Town
probably
feature.
Some trees down.
Definitely some trees down here. Yeah, definitely some trees down. I'm glad they are on the move, though, and on the job, keeping us safe here. So, on that note, we are going to have a PSA being read here on The Loft. Dylan will feature that one for us. So animals freer than humans? No, not really. Or yes, he says. Yes, in fact, he did say they were freer.
Except for pets.
Wisdom over intelligence. And if you had a few years, yeah, you'd definitely want to know when when you are going to die. Okay, PSA for today.
We're going to advocate a little bit for public transit this morning. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. Little rhyming anecdote there.
I love that. I love that. Oh man. The PSAs with their rhyme schemes. Good stuff. So that concludes the Dilquery Hour for this show. We have a great tune up next. This one is by the Bar Keys, and if you don't know it, it's entitled Too Hot to Stop.
Thank you.
Pterodactyl Mists, Keep On. Right now you're hearing That Feeling featuring Sir by Chris David and the Drumheads. Before that was Too Hot to Stop by the Bar Keys and Epilogue by Jack Desjarnet. Thank you for listening to The Loft today. We have a few more for you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah. what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see, what your life can truly be.
So that was Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire, as you know it. The Loft is concluding now, and I have one more for you. We're going to do back-to-back Earth, Wind, and Fire, just so I can keep with the tradition of ending on some EWF. So thank you for listening to The Loft today, and the Dill Query. Thank you, Dylan, for everything you did today.
Of course, it's a pleasure.
Excellent answers and excellent thinking. So that was really fun today. All the good music we had. Thank you for all the listeners and all the love that was given. So this concludes The Loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford. My name is Frank Y, and I will be with you next week, starting at 9 a.m. again. Up next, we have Kelly Ford with her show Backspace. But first, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire with Boogie Wonderland.